The donkey saw it, gave up, sit down. Boom. And Balaam was very angry. Beat the donkey. Come on, you donkey. Now, the donkey disappointed him the third time now. He beat the donkey, and suddenly God made the donkey talk. The donkey was so clever, I call it a smart donkey, that it reasoned with Balaam. It said, during all my years with you, have I ever done this? Can remember? Smart donkey. See what the donkey told him? Verse 28. He said, why you strike me 3 times? Balaam said, you have abused me. I mean, he didn't even stop to think that the donkey was talking to him. He was so angry that when the donkey said, why are you striking me? He said, because you crush me, you disappoint me. Didn't even stop to think. Normal person, pingsan. Donkey talk to you, pingsan. Here's this donkey talking back. And he was so absorbed in the conversation, and the donkey said in verse 30, look at what the donkey said. No? Am I not your donkey? Of course he was. But am I not the donkey which you have ridden ever since I became yours? Clever. Was I ever disposed to do this to you? Have I ever, in other words, the donkey was saying, have I ever done this to you? And Balaam said, no. In the old King James, it sounds very interesting. Because Balaam said, nay. So you have the man talking in the donkey's language and the donkey talking in the man's language. He said, nay. The donkey said, have I ever done this to you? Nay, nay. They changed places. And verse 31, finally here is this, Balaam's eyes opened and he saw the truth. And the angel said, why did you go and strike your donkey? Your donkey, in fact, if not for the donkey, Balaam would have died. Then what I say, faithful donkey. My friends, if you ever have such a donkey, please nurse it. Save your life. And when Balaam saw it, the Lord said, you will not curse. Now in verse 20, chapter 23, he stood up and verse 7 to 10, he gave the greatest blessing ever. And he spoke some more blessing, one after the other. All, when he tried to curse the Israelites, only blessing came out. And Balak was of course disappointed. Disappointed that Balaam could not curse the nation of Israel. Only blessed. Some of the most beautiful prophecies came out. I mean, there was an anointing. An anointing. But yet, he was in error. Can you imagine? That kind of sin only within the church you can have. Anointed, error. But under the anointing, everything wonderful. But the whole thing should never have been. And although chapter 25 doesn't record it, but later on in the book of Joshua, we find recorded that Balaam taught Balak how to make the Israelites fall to harlotry. And everything that followed because of the harlotry with the Moabites, he teach them how to cause the Israelites to sin against God. And here's where we reach the conclusion of how you are to move further than Agathos, Dikaios, and Hagios. There is a realm where you can move further. Because the end of Hagios is being like God. Being like God. And the rest of this book, in chapter 26, the renewal, and 26, 27, 28, 29, all are refresher course on all those fees and all those offerings, all those same thing mentioned again. It was like
a restoration back to God. You notice it? Towards the end of chapter, the book of Numbers. It's a restoration into God. It was a restoration and yet more than a restoration. Because this is a new generation. This was a generation that will have faith and move with Joshua. They were the same, yet not the same. So this was the group who have now come out and grown in the wilderness. And we're talking about a higher realm of holiness. Doing the same things that all these others do, Agathos, Dikaios, and Hagios, but yet having something extra, something special. What is that? That's the realm we're going to consider. Right even to the up to chapter 36, 31, 34, 35, all, 35, 36, all these are the extra revelations of God. And the extra laws that include the law of the female heir. And everything added, new things are being unfolded, discovered, new problems that can be solved that were never there, that they now can solve. They are moving into new things, new realm. They are moving into the highest realm possible for Agathos, Dikaios, and Hagios. To understand that key, we need to look at two passages. Matthew chapter 7, as we conclude. Matthew chapter 7. In verse 17 to 19. Now Jesus here is playing with the Greek words, or rather using the Greek words skillfully, the way he did it in the Gospel of John, when he played with the Greek words philia and agape with Peter, or agapao in its word form. He was asking Peter, do you agapao me? Peter says, I philia you. Do you agapao me? I philia you. Do you philia me? Yes, I philia you. So there was a play on the Greek words. Here in Matthew 7, there's a play on the Greek words. Notice this. It says in verse 17 and 18, even so every good tree. Now notice the word good again. Agathos. Good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Although you don't realize it in the English, there are two Greek words for good. One is the word agathos that we have learned. The other is the word kalos, K-A-L-O-S, which not only means good, behind it is the meaning of beautiful. Now there are several Hebrew words for good. When God says that He made everything and He saw that it was good, it was not only good, it was beautifully good. Beautifully good. There was beauty in the goodness. And here he plays with the Greek word here. Look at it. He actually says, using the Greek words, every agathos tree bears kalos fruit. But a bad tree bears bad fruit. And an agathos tree cannot bear bad fruit. Nor a bad tree bear kalos fruit. And he's talking about the fruit agathos must produce kalos. That's what he's saying. Right? And agathos tree must produce kalos fruit, beautiful fruit. And here's where we begin to see the essence. It is one thing to be good and do good things and righteous things. It's another thing to enjoy it. To enjoy it. You see, there are a lot of people who do good things. But they do good things because it is right to do. They haven't tasted the pleasure of doing it. I mean, there are a lot of people who do good deeds too. But they do good deeds out of wrong motive. Sometimes out of publicity. Right? Today, in modern ways, when people give a donation or something, they have a huge duplicate check. Huge, big one. The check is that big. Of course, you can never bank it in. It's only for show. For show to who? To the world. So everybody will photograph, snap, snap, snap. On it, it put $3,000, $4,000, $50,000. Why? Your company has given that much. Wow, so heavy. ang pao to to gai. Big check. Part of the motivation is a caring for charity. But the other part is a human nature for publicity. They say, hey everybody, look, I'm good. Hey, you know, look, look. It's a human thing coming in. True goodness, you don't desire all these things. You do it because you love to be good. Whether you're recognized or not, whether people take photographs of you or not, you want to be good because it's beautiful and it's a pleasure to be good. Now that's the difference. You know, some people are righteous, but they're righteous without enjoying it. Yeah, no, I must not sin lah. Aiyah, cannot sin one. When you talk to such Christians, you know what level they are. They haven't reached, they are still old generation. They haven't reached the second generation yet. The new numbering, they're still in the old numbering. But when a Christian says, oh, how wonderful, you know, I just love the righteousness of the Lord. And you don't see, some people are holy, but they're miserably holy. Say, ah, your Christian life cannot go to see this cinema, cannot go to see this, cannot do that. And they're really miserable. But they know that it's right to do that, and it is holy to do that. And then when God speaks to you, no, fast 2 days, you know, they'll do that. Yeah, Lord, I have to obey. Oh, he's suffering, I have to obey. The difference is, if you can be agathos, dikaios, and hagios, and you have pleasure out of it, then you have reached the highest state that God wants to reach. Remember that the word please comes from the word pleasure.